I'm made of thunder, I'm made of lightning, I'm made of dirt, yeah, made of the fine things. My father taught me that I'm a speck of dust and this world was made for me, so let's go and try our luck. I've got my roots.
That is Rising Appalachia, playing live for us today in the studio. Music from the record called Ley Lines. It's a really beautiful song.
Thanks
for playing that.
Appreciate
I know that we are
you.
Going to be enlisting the help of the rest of the band here as we continue on with our session. You guys were on E-Town recently talking to Nick Forster, and Nick came up with the idea of hillbilly world music, which seems to be kind of a really good capture of what it is that you are doing, and in fact the name of the band itself, Rising Appalachia, taking the music of Appalachia and expanding it and including other things from other places. How did you stumble across an Irish fiddle expert and an Ngoni player and a calabash player, and how did you figure out how to make it all work?
I think the band has actually authentically always kind of worked within community, and we've all played music together and met in various front porch jam sessions, the whole entire crew of us that are about to jump in on this song and that are touring together. And I think that's been part of its organic process, is that we've met and gathered and started playing music first for fun and then figured out where all the intersections can maybe take to the stage and tell some bigger stories.
That kind of always seems to be the easiest way for it to happen, is to just sit down with friends and play and see what happens.
It's got some grace to it.
Name it after the fact, if you have to, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right, so we have enlisted the help of Aruna, who's got the Ngoni, which for folks who are unfamiliar is a gourd string instrument that is kind of a cross between a guitar and a harp, so to speak. Biko's in the back playing calabash, which is kind of like a big upside-down wooden salad bowl, right?
Well described.
Let's see. And we've got David Brown, who's playing baritone guitar along with Duncan on the fiddle. All right, what is next, you guys?
The song is called Harmonize. It's number 2 on the album.
1, 2, here we go.
Your eyes.
That one is called Harmonize. Rising Appalachia playing live for us today in the JPR studios. Their new record is called Ley Lines. I failed to mention, because it's not just Leah and Chloe singing, on the first tune, Chloe was also playing banjo, Leah was playing the bohron, and on that one, they switched a little bit, Chloe playing guitar, Leah was on clawhammer banjo. You are listening to Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel downstairs in the Steve Nelson Performance Space with Rising Appalachia. So we've got everybody involved, it looks like, again for another tune. Before we get to it, I want to ask you about this new record, because for the first time, you enlisted the help of a crack producer, none other than Joe Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic talent, an amazing musician on his own. Where did that decision come from?
You know, we decided collectively that we were open to the idea of a producer. We wanted to meet and kind of interview a few, and we were very, very nervous about it. And up until the ninth hour, we were still questioning that decision. We interviewed several, met with and talked with a whole bunch of different people, and landed on Joe Henry. I liked him the most just in our conversations. He had a lot of experience in a lot of Alan Toussaint's music down in New Orleans, also in a lot of West African traditions and in the Americana and folk world. And he really had our genre nailed, whatever genre that is. And then when we walked in the studio together, he out-dappered all of us from day one and kept conjuring the best poetry you could ever imagine. And I think we kind of got a godfather out of the situation.
Cool. So, yeah. And you guys made this in California?
We did, yeah. We recorded in California.
First time not making a record down in the South?
It's true. Yeah.
And how did it feel doing that? What did you get out of it that was different than if, you know, maybe you had done it in the South?
Well, we've been touring a lot more in the past 5 years, so this was sort of a culmination of a lot of our travels. And we spent a lot of time on the West Coast, and there's a very different creative and mental energy out here. And so we wanted, of course, to see what our songs would come out of from that. And we were perched over the Pacific Ocean, looking out at the ocean the whole time we were singing and making this record, which was really different for us. Yeah. And I think it brought just a different flavor and a different sparkle to what we were doing.
Almost a neutrality, too, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times it's standing in a room staring at a foam-covered wall.
Literally, right. In the basement.
Right.
Right.
I know one thing that has come up for you, and you have talked about it a lot recently in interviews, is this concept of slow touring. Mm-hmm. And as it happens, you have a couple of days where you get to stay in our little community with a couple of nights. What is the story behind that, and what are you after with doing slow touring?
Yeah, we when Chloe and I started this project, we already were trying to figure out a way to create music that would fit into the world in a lot of places other than the stage. You know, we worked with herbalists and we performed at funerals and at ceremonies and at gatherings and at celebrations and in a lot of places where music has traditionally always lived. So it was in the origin, I think, of trying to figure out how to tour. And as we've gotten bigger, the music industry continues to kind of lean in on pacing and pressure and just getting everywhere that's humanly possible with technology and travel. And it's just not been the way that inspires us. I think our songwriting and our crafting and our spiritual sanity stays intact when we can be feet on the ground, outdoors, witnessing the places we're traveling to, having an actual relationship to place. So it got coined the slow music movement, and that gave it a lot more power, I think, as any naming ceremony does.
Sure.
As soon as that name took on, all of a sudden the industry was like, ooh, what is that? You know, we've toured by sailboat, toured by train, did a biodiesel school bus renovation and traveled around in a grease bus way back in the day. We're working on a horseback tour. It's a dream of ours. You know, this tour is a little less slow, but this is the album release, and we're also really, really committed to the music. So it's a balance, you know. It's just a constant conversation.
I know a very common question that I ask when bands arrive is, hey, welcome. Have you been here before? And a lot of them are like, I don't know. I've been inside a venue.
Totally.
I was in a hotel room. I have no connection to the community whatsoever besides the people that came out to the show. So I can totally understand why you would want to actually get feet on the ground and actually experience the place that your life gets to take you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you. I'm glad we could finally get you in the studio. Yeah. Rising Appalachia, my guests live today. Ley Lines is the new record. RisingAppalachia.com is their website. All right, you guys are going to play one more for us, yeah?
We are. It's a rowdy one.
Cool. What's it called?
It's called The Cuckoo. 5, 6.
cabin on a mountain so high, so I can see Whitlock as he passes by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. How I wish she was mine. She never drinks whiskey, she only drinks wine.
One is called Cuckoo. It's Rising Appalachia playing live in the studio today. Leah and Chloe Smith are here. David Brown playing baritone guitar. Biko Cassini in the back on the calabash. Aruna Diara playing ngoni. Duncan Wickle on fiddle. Rising Appalachia, thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
JPR live sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.